Laser 103.3's Morning Brews, intoxicating you with knowledge, sirs and madams.
So, if you haven't heard, Jeff Bezos is in space right now, or he's going to space, or whatever. Billionaires racing each other to the moon, whatever the case is. Bezos is going to be part of the first unpiloted suborbital flight with an all-civilian crew. Of course, Richard Branson was there 9 days ago. Ashton Kutcher, our very own Ashton Kutcher, the pride of Cedar Rapids, Ashton Kutcher.
Yes.
Is staying earthbound, even though back in 2012, he bought a ticket to go to space. He was one of the people that was going to be on the Virgin Galactic flight, and that is Richard Branson's space rocket or whatever. So he was supposed to be next. He was supposed to be on the next flight to space. Well, the old ball and chain, Mila Kunis, his wife, I think, said that he had to sell his ticket and could not go. How many guys can relate to this? Man, I'm going to go to the game. We're going to go to the Super Bowl. We're going to go to Vegas. No, you're not. Guys, I got to stay home and not go to space or not go to Las Vegas or not go on the golf trip. Kunis convinced the voyage convinced Kutcher that the voyage was, quote, not a smart family decision. He told a website in a recent interview, I was supposed to be on the next flight, but I will not be on the next flight. Of course, he is married, Mila Kunis. They had two kids, Wyatt and Dimitri. He's worth like a bajillion dollars, so he could get on one down the road, I'm sure. He said, my wife basically encouraged that it was not a smart family decision to be heading into space when we have young children, so I ended up selling my ticket back to Virgin Galactic.
So here's a question for you, Wicket.
Yes.
Because I am unfettered by a husband or children. So at what point do you become lame? Is it after you get married or is it after you procreate?
No, because when before we had kids, my wife Lee and I were still pretty awesome. We were still going out, having fun, staying out late, you know, doing whatever. We're still being young, even though we were 37. We didn't have kids until we were 38, I believe. So once the kids came around, that's when...
Okay. That's when it became a family decision.
For the most part, you know. I think when you get the joint bank account, that plays into it as well. You know, that's when you can't just go buy whatever you need for the weekend. But I think that when Britton was born, when our first baby was born, that was when everything kind of was like, well, I guess we're not going to be going to Punta Cana anymore, and I guess I'm not going to be able to go on this golf trip anymore. So when the babies arrived, that's when things change for the better.
Because you're Punta Cana whipped at that point.
Pretty much, yeah.
Basically.
Yeah, pretty much. So, you know, that's all I really have in common with Ashton Kutcher. He spent $200,000 on that ticket 9 years ago and sold it back this week to not go to space. So my wife is basically Mila Kunis of West Des Moines.
How does the selling back work? Do you know? Do you just get your money back or do you have to sell it to a private party or do you make money on that? Is it like Bitcoin?
I don't think he scalped it on Ticketmaster or or Craigslist. I don't think he went to Facebook Marketplace with it. Story from, MSN says that he sold it back to Virgin Galactic. He probably just got his money back.
Meanwhile, a student pilot flying solo in a Cessna lost engine power while they were in the air. And we've got the audio from that. Can you even imagine?
Terrifying.
I mean, I remember being a student driver for the first time and my hands were shaking and my knuckles were white. And it was very scary being on the highway for the first time.
I'm losing my engine. I'm sputtering in and out and losing power. I've pulled carb heat. Everything else is in the green. Looks like my oil pressure has dropped.
All right. Well, you can proceed direct to the runway 117 Tango Sierra, clear to land, and I'm ready for you.
Okay. It's coming back, and I'm losing it, and I'm over a residential area. I don't have a lot of places here. I have lost full engine power. I have no engine.
Roger, no engine. We got guys coming to you. I got Charlotte notified, and they're coming to you. 117 Tango's here.
Roger. I'm looking for a field here. I'm going to try to drop in.
Roger that.
I'm going to attempt a landing in a field right now.
117 Tango's here, Roger. I notified Charlotte. They got people sending as soon as they can to you.
I have touchdown.
What? All right. First
Holy
of all. Oh, my God. I ruined the end of that. First of all, that kid has more balls.
Mm-hmm.
And he just sounded so calm.
He did.
He's like, I lost an engine. I'm fluttering. I'm going to attempt a touchdown in this field right here. Like, that's impressive.
I mean, we played a 911 call the other day, and both the operator and the caller, it was Richard Sherman's wife.
Yeah.
Ashley.
Mm-hmm.
They were both much more flustered
yeah.
than a guy whose engine is in the sky and the plane is falling.
Do we know how old that dude was? Did you mention how old he was?
That is a good question.
Because he sounds really composed and mature for that whole situation where I would be like, I don't know what I'm doing!
Do every morning.
I know. That's in here. 6 a.m.
You were trying to answer
the phones
when I went to the bathroom.
This is such. If you ever hear me answer the phone, it means that Heather stepped out of the studio. And hold on tight, because I basically am operating the machines here like the guy in the plane, but a lot mm-hmm. less calm. I don't know what I'm doing once we get a phone call in here on the other side of the board.
And you, Wicket, are a broadcast professional.
20 years.
20 years.
20 years.
This is a student pilot up in the air.
Can you, if you play that again, did Michael Bay produce this audio clip? The super dramatic music that's behind? Because normally you just get the straight call, but somebody got a hold of this, whoever we got this, the news source.
Yeah, yeah.
They put this huge dramatic score behind it like it's Avengers 5.
Mm-hmm.
I'm losing my engine.
Listen to
I'm
it.
I'm sputtering in and out and losing power. I pulled car key. Everything else is in the green. Looks like my oil pressure has dropped.
All right. Well, you can proceed direct to
we
the
need
runway.
To up the production value.
Tang this here, clear to land, and I'm ready for you.
Okay. It's coming back, and I'm losing it, and I'm over a residential area. I don't have a lot of.
Wicket, I want you while I'm playing this to pretend that you're up there.
Oh God!
Okay, here we go.
All right,
ready?
Okay, God, I got it. The plane is going down. We're losing altitude!
No engine.
I'm alone in the sky!
No engine.
Someone rescue me! Call Tom Cruise from Top Gun! Help!
Looking for a field here.
Please! Sir, remain calm. I can't do this!
Right now.
That would be terrible at this.
Roger. I notified Charlotte. They got people sending the field they can to you.
I clam up.
Touchdown. Holy
I clam up when I have the last cup at beer pong. Okay. I couldn't land a dead stick of an airplane.
And yet, a student pilot lost the engine power and managed to land in a field. Hey, Laser.
You have to jump on that pilot thing.
Yeah.
He's not a student pilot anymore. If you can land a plane without an engine, you're a pilot.
He graduated that moment.
You just give him the wings and move on.
Yeah, you give him his own plane for that one.
or the one without the engine, at least. There you go.